Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Fine.
Don't get it.
Fine. For what?
Have your phone.
Have
it go off.
Oh, yeah.
For real? That's a fine?
No. Oh, jeez. I wouldn't put it past him.
Where's Calvin? All right, Clarence.
Clarence Hill, DLS Cowboys. Didn't seem like you had career sharpness today. Can you talk about your game? Took a lot of hits. Still ended with 3-yard passing. Certainly convert some things with your feet. Just talk about your play today.
Yeah, definitely wasn't my sharpest. Got to go back, look at film. I know a couple of them, they did a good job. You know, I was putting the top on it, wanted to be greedy early, and I honestly had some of my shots, missed them. Had one early to CD, just underthrew him. Honestly tried not to overthrow him. Was disappointed in myself when the ball was halfway in the air. Just missed some throws. There was one late in the third quarter, an over to CD as well that left it behind him. That you want back, and then there was that third down, right, back-to-back plays to see that he made the right play, made the right read. I've just got to get him the ball, simple as that. We're able to get a win, though. That's the most important part of it. Did take some hits, but came out clean. Blessed to play on Christmas.
You still want to play next week?
For sure.
For sure. No question.
No question. I mean, I love this game. I love any opportunity that I get to play it. And so with like that being said, I mean, yeah, if I get to go out there, I'm going to give my best. I'm going to prepare the same way. I'm going to be the same player that you guys know. And so I understand, you know, the reasons why maybe not. And if I'm approached with that, I'll handle that then.
So a final decision has not been made?
I mean, in my mind, and any conversations I've had to Shadi or anybody about it would be I'm playing. So, yeah.
Yep. Dave Ginsburg,
wait till
press. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You go.
Got it.
Dak, Tim Calshaw, Dallas Morning News. The 86-yarder to Turpin, third longest play of your career. I assume you know what the two longer ones are.
Yep. To Amari against Washington, and then to CD on the screen against, what, Niners or Steelers? Steelers.
Detroit.
Oh, that was to CD. Yeah, to CD. Then it was to Zeke, the screens. Appreciate it.
What on that play? Obviously, it's a big play because you're going to be punting from the goal line if you don't make it. What do you look for there? What did Turpin do?
Yeah, actually, we've got we're going to try to push the ball down the field on that play with double moves outside and Turp taking the middle. Great play call, knowing that there are good chance of them getting to cover two or some kind of tricky two. But the key to that one was they actually jumped off sides and we pulled the ball faster, and so. The guys didn't even have to, which it ended up kind of turning into the same play. Three guys just going vertical right now. And I think with the jump off sides, right, and those guys trying to panic and getting back, Turp did a good job of getting over the top. And obviously I saw it. And just when a guy like that, you just want to put it down the middle and give him a chance. And he went and did the rest.
Are you confident he's not going to get caught?
Oh, very confident, especially when he called it and turned back left. I'm like, all right, thank you. I knew that was right to deceive the guy behind him, and he was going, yeah, he definitely wasn't getting caught.
Jack, Todd Archer with ESPN. It's going to sound stupid, but what's the difference between 8-8 and 1 and 7-9-1?
Big difference. Big difference. A lot of pride. I think that's another reason, right, like to Clarence's point, like I want to play. In a season, me being healthy, I've never had in all of my life career, right, a season under 500. So that tie is going to come in to play really well. So it's a huge difference. It's just one of those things that, I mean, yeah, it's just pride. It's pride, honestly.
And then with Malik and what he was able to do, from where he wasn't even with you guys at the start of Oxnard to where he was today.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know how big of a fan I am, Malik. I know I said it, you know, when he first got his opportunity and he went in and he's continued to just build off of that, honestly. And this game right here was another example of that. His number was called, and he went out there and was physical. You know, honestly, he didn't know it, but I checked the stats late in the game and saw he had 90 yards, and I told him, you know, go get 10 more and finish this game. You can get that 100. And, you know, I actually don't normally check that. I just looked up and saw we had almost 200 yards rushing, and I said, dang, Malik must be close. And I wanted to get that for him, and glad he went and got it, right? He did, right? Yeah, glad he went and got it. And he's deserving of it. He's a hell of a player, and he's only going to get better. It's the way that he approaches the game. It's his mindset in life, and we're thankful to have him.
How bad was his eye at that point when you told him?
Yeah.
Was it swollen up, shut?
No, I don't think it was swollen yet. I think I told him that, and then it got swollen. I'm like, I think you need 5 more. But actually, when I saw him, he's like, I think I got hit in the eye. And I'm like, yeah, you definitely did. Go to the sideline. Like, yeah, his eye was, yeah, he'll be okay, thankfully. But that's ugly.
I'm sure with the Athletic, obviously won here plenty of times before. You guys are out of the playoffs, but it ends a 3-game losing streak. Just what's the feeling like for you?
One more time, sorry.
You've obviously won here before many times.
Oh, okay.
But you guys are out of the playoffs, but it does end a 3-game losing streak for you guys. Just like, what's the feeling for you right now?
Yeah, winning's fun. Winning's great, especially when you get to do it on Christmas. You get to do it to end a 3-game losing streak. And you get a division game on top of that. It's all fun. Winning's fun. It's what you do it for. You know, we wanted to end that losing streak and wanted to make sure that we can finish this game and next week on a high note and getting wins and just taking good momentum into the offseason. So this was an important one.
Do you get to keep that red jacket? And if so, what are you going to do with it?
Definitely get to keep it. Thought about wearing it in here. It's just hot. And I'll probably be in it all weekend, to be honest with you. So just hanging around the house. They will.
Nick Harris, Full Resource Telegram. Jadeveon Clowney, obviously he's given you guys a lot of better leadership throughout the season, but specifically these last couple of weeks and then today's performance. How do you kind of put all that together for him?
Yeah, he's a man. We're fortunate to have him. You know, he's one of those guys that we've got to figure out a way to keep. I know Jadeveon, being older, being the vet he is, has a lot of say-so, and hopefully we made the great impression and he's enjoyed this year because he's a guy that we can benefit having for a full off season and just growing into next year with just his leadership and just the way that he approaches the game and the way he teaches the young guys or that they can learn from him. You said it, he's done it since he showed up and it's gotten better week in and week out, and just to see this game tonight, him make the play, him chase down Debo in the long play and then dang near get the sack, but almost a fumble a couple plays later. And then just plays after another. He's a guy that loves the game. You can feel it. Any conversations you have with him, he's a great teammate.
And how are you going home and celebrating the holiday with kids?
I'm sure they'll be asleep when I get home, but hanging out with the fiance, doing our gift exchange, and then we'll have Christmas in the morning. And just super thankful. I said it before, this game's given me a lot. It's going to be the reason we have a great Christmas, and super thankful to get a win and just play this game today.
Cowboys comedy mission, a couple of those throws that you went back to CD. Did you talk to him on the sideline?
And
so what did you tell him after some of those?
Yeah, most of them I was just kind of right after another. You know, one or two of them I had a little note for him. The other ones, you know, my fault, bro. I missed you. Simple as that. And, you know, that was on me. Wasn't a great play, wasn't great feet, whatever it was that led to the miss. But then there was one or two that, you know, that was more, I would say, communication and not necessarily – obviously verbal, but just body language and something that we'll keep working and getting better at. You know, we have such high standards, both of us do. You're talking about, I mean, the best receiver in this organization maybe ever, and CeeDee Lamb, and just he wants to catch every ball that's thrown his way, and that's what we believe can happen. And so when it's not, it's frustration there. But that frustration only allows us to go back to work and get better.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, it was big. I think just one, knowing going into this game, knowing in these short yardage, you know, just talking with Shoddy, we're going to be going for it. You know, a few of these third downs, he even, you know, told me, hey, you got two downs here. And I think that allows you to set up the third down and feel confident about it, and then just the play calling. You know, obviously we've got to make throws and execute, but he did a great job on all those fourth downs on the play calls. I don't think any of them except maybe one to Tay. And honestly, I could have taken the QB sneak there. That was only one dicey. But for us able to get that, go 6-for-6 was huge in this win.
How important was it to get off to that 21-3 start? You know, then they're playing catch up the rest of the way. You've established yourself.
Yeah, it was huge, especially knowing going into this game. Teams, I guess you can say, you know, not playing for anything. You want to get on top and not give them any hope, knowing that, right, if it's close, trick plays and everything else, all you know, tricks out of coming out of the bag for this one. So it was important just to get that lead, make them play from behind, but we've got to do a better job of finishing. This game could have stayed lopsided, and we've got to do a better job on offense and getting that done.
Joe White, Dallas Morning News, speaking of that fast start, things got a little bit tougher after that, a little bit more gritty. Did Washington do anything differently, or how did you guys kind of attack that second half?
Yeah, I mean, I always say, man, you got to credit to the guys. This is NFL football. Those guys are professionals over there getting paid and have a job to do. And, you know, they stepped up and just played better in the second half. I wouldn't say it was anything different that they were doing. We just maybe didn't execute as cleanly, and they were playing harder in the second half, which led to, right, some punts and some field goals and ultimately us not finishing the way that we wanted. But at the end of the day, we had the ball right there, right, with 2 minutes, and we needed to get the first down, and we did that. And got a good win.
Hey, Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. Javonte seems to battle with the shoulder injury. Malik gets poked in the eye. He fights through that. Talk about the great determination of the running back.
Yeah, those are resilient guys. Those two, Hunter, excuse me, whatever you ask them to do, they're going to do it. And that's just the way that they practice. That's the way that they play. They've got such a good group where they're complementary of each other. You know, one person's tired, the other one's ready to go in there and get it, whether it be Hunter or Malik, to take something off Javonte. And then Javonte's just a dog. Even with the shoulder, he's a guy that doesn't ever want to come out. You know, I saw the shoulder happen actually a couple plays before he left the game, and he's still getting the ball running two plays later or so. And that just shows, like you said, the grit, the resilience, trying to do anything and everything they can to help their team.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. I'm sure you've been asked about next week, but they have that discussion with you. How difficult do you make it on them to say you might have to sit down and meet against New York?
Yeah, I'll make it. I'll have some fight back. Again, it depends on how it comes. What's the purpose? What's the reason? Obviously, I understand being approached about it, but what I was telling, you know, Clarence and the rest of the group was the conversations we've already had about it are for me to play. And, you know, with the season being where it is, trying to make sure we finish at, what, 8-1, that's important. That's important to me. Very pride, a lot of pride in that. And so I want to go out there and I want to win, most importantly. And me starting, I feel like, gives us the best chance, obviously. And want to play.
Even though losses turn over a lot in your sport, how can you
build this momentum? Because you guys talk about we can build momentum from what we
for
do
sure.
now to next year.
Yeah, just, I mean, even though there's turnover, there's a lot of fundamental pieces that are going to stay the same, you know, especially on this offensive side of the ball, whether it be myself, CD, right, find a way to keep a guy like George, find a way to keep a guy like Javonte. A lot of the guys up front staying the same. Confident just taking that momentum in the offseason and making sure that we finish strong and then so we can get into the offseason with a happy feeling. But knowing that we've got things to clean up and get better at, nobody's ever perfect, and we damn sure weren't this year, even though we're pretty good. So that's where your momentum comes from. And then obviously there's going to be the same, some guys on that side of the ball. And winning helps everything. So just finishing the season off with a win, two of them, would be great for us.
I think your sweatshirt says wake up happy. Are you going to wake up sore tomorrow?
Yeah, probably. I'll wake up happy for sure, but I'll probably wake up a little sore too.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Oh, I had to actually look up the brand before I came out. I don't know what the fuck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.